Hey, hello, hi, welcome to and or back to the Echo Theory Podcast. I am your host, Jill Treese. Let's just get into it. Alrighty, folks. So, first of all, I have to apologize for the past couple of weeks and this episode being late.
It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year.
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations. Forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
So what happened was that I think 2 weeks ago, I took the National Counselor Examination, and I spent the week before that just absolutely doing exactly what you imagine I did. Just cramming so much, my God. And I passed provisionally. So that was my big test that I had to take for, I guess, the path to becoming a therapist, a counselor, if you will. And then like immediately after that, turned around and went to, my partner's home state of Michigan. So I got to see his world and all that good stuff. So, that was super fun, but we did not get in until Monday at like midnight. So that didn't leave me a whole lot of, time to record, and I did not pre-plan, obviously. And this week, this past weekend, and there was a lot just that was going on with farm things and that I had to participate in that I cannot talk about, but trust me, it was worth the time. And so it's been a crazy couple of weeks, and it's been so much. I feel like I have been having this conversation for the past couple of weeks, and I have, I think, for the most part, decided that if this is the direction that the podcast is going to continue to go, I think we probably need to have a little chat, you and I. Right. So, like, I have spent the past 15 minutes recording an episode that I deleted because I was like, I feel like I do this every time. Every time I come on and I talk about all the reasons why, I feel like the podcast is winding down and why I can't do it. And like, I feel like you as a listener, you're probably tired of hearing these things. And like, here's the deal. Ever since I brought it back with the video and stuff, it's been a bit of an obligation, and it's been something I felt like I had to do. I wanted to, like, I don't know. I feel like the feeling was more like I want to do it, and I just don't really anymore. And that sucks because, like, when I think about the podcast, I'm like, no, I don't want to end it. Obviously, why would I end it? That sucks. But then when I think about, like, I need to sit down and record an episode, I need to plan for the episode, I need to write an outline, and like, then I got to sit down and spend an hour recording it. It's just not happening anymore. And every time I've been recording lately, my body's been doing this weird thing where like my throat will hurt really bad. Like it feels like when you're about to cry and you get like a knot in your throat. I don't know. Apparently this is not a universal experience, but it is for me. That's kind of what it feels like when I'm podcasting now. And I've never had that issue before, obviously. I mean, I could talk for like 4 hours, but now that's been happening, and I don't know that, I don't know if I need to like go to a vocal doctor or not, but part of it feels like, I feel like I'm fighting myself a bit, that I just, I don't know. I used to be so excited to sit down and record an episode and talk and like educate about a topic, but I feel like I kind of ran out of topics. And I ran out of things that I felt called or compelled or like I had a duty to say, you know, and now I feel like I spent the time breaking down the topics and doing the deep dives and, you know, talking about case studies and how to work through different behavioral things. And now it's gotten to a point where I'm like, I feel like, you know, I mean, I can come on and talk about my life and update you on my life. And like, I don't know. I know that some people love those type of podcasts, and I personally do. I listen to them a lot. However, my life is rather boring, and a lot of the personal stuff I don't want to really talk about, because that is then airing out another person's life, because I spend 90% of my time with Sean, who is my wonderful, amazing boyfriend. And, you know, it's just, it's like, I don't know. I feel like, you know, I talk about that deleted episode sometimes, that I never aired. And it was mostly just me talking about like what brought me to social media and what I loved about it, that I found a community. I felt like I belonged and like I had my people, and that I was like, that like people cared about me. And I really loved that, because I didn't really feel that like at school outside of that. And you know, I felt like a little bit of an outsider in a lot of ways. And social media really, like back in the day, really allowed me to find my people and my community and feel like I belonged. And so much has changed since then. I mean, it's been 10 years. And so like now that I'm adult, 25, if that qualifies as adult, now it's gotten to the point where like my life is interesting insofar as I go to my little internship, and then I come home, and then me and Sean sit on the couch and watch Vanderpump Rules, which we have finished, and any other just nasty, awful reality TV that we can get our hands on, because I was never a reality TV girly. And now, I Love Island brought me into the fold, and now I am one of those people. And I apologize, if you're not, and that changes the way you feel about me. I apologize, but you can also just choose to forget that detail. I'm not proud, but, so like, it's not like crazy interesting anymore. And you know, I brought this podcast back this time with the purple, with the intention of like, I was like, yeah, I'm going to be working with Azula a lot, this summer and, this fall before I like actually start working. And that just didn't happen. I have been busy and I've been exhausted, and I am trying this new thing where I do not rule my life by productivity and output. I don't measure my worth and the quality of my life by how much I get done and how much I check off my list. And I've decided that if Azula is not broke by the time she's 6 years old, oh well, she doesn't have to be broke. She shouldn't have to be, you know, under saddle in a certain timeline. You know, and I've felt the pressure, because obviously I really want to, and that's around the time and everyone is asking, and I don't know. I'm just like, you know what? It doesn't matter. If I never ride her, and if all I do is just look at her in a field and pet her, that is good enough for me. And, I don't know. It's just, I need to work on the things that like, you know, she absolutely needs to know. But at the same time, like, I'm just not super pressuring myself to get her to any particular like spot, you know? I don't know. I'm not wanting to rush things anymore and to do things out of obligation. I want to do them because I want to do them. And I recognize that that's a privileged, position to take, right? But at the same time, it's like, I think that is, I mean, from a mental health standpoint, what everyone deserves to be working towards or to have is that. And like, listen, I have seen housing prices. I am aware of interest rates, and I am aware of grocery prices. My God, like that is not possible in every regard. But where I can, I am trying to take back that control and assess, like, where do I really want to spend my time and energy? And I think for a long time, especially with this podcast, it has been, I've wanted to spend my time here. And I just don't anymore. It's not scratching that same itch that it once did, like where I felt, you know, I had something to say and something important and something to share with the positive reinforcement stuff. And like, you know, helping shed light on a new way to look at horses, to work with horses. And I was so passionate about it, and I still am, but I feel like I've hit my goal really of what I wanted to say. I said what I needed to say. I feel like I've done the case studies, I've done the deep dives. And I feel like I'm just at a point where I don't really have much more to say on it. And that might change, you know, it could in a year or 10 years, it could change. And I could want to bring the podcast back and have a lot to say. I have no idea what the trajectory of my life looks like. Right now, I am like applying for my LAC, my associate counselor license, and I am hoping to be a therapist. And the odds of that happening are looking good right now. And I want to have a quiet, fulfilling little life with my Philly Billy, Zularoo, and Zobird, and Wally and Zuko, the kitty cats, Mila, and my partner. And, you know, it's just, that's just, I don't know. I don't want to feel obligated to post every single day. I don't want to, like, because, man, when I was, like, really going hard with the podcast, I was staying up, like, I mean, until 3 or 4 in the morning, just work, 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 work. And that is not the life that I feel like is good for me. And I don't think I could get back there if I tried. Because I feel like I've done a lot of the work and a lot of the healing insofar as like looking at really what do I want? Where does my self-worth come from? Like, does everything fall apart if I don't post? No, it just is, you know? This is a weird tangent, and I don't know if this is like even good listening content, like if this is, you know, entertaining at all. But I do just want to be honest about where I'm at and the direction things are going. And I'm sure many of you have already seen that coming. And my intention was to post every week through the end of the year. Because what's that, like 6-7 more episodes? But man, I don't know. I would really rather, you know, say my piece and thank everybody. And I don't know, sort of send it off, talk about the things that I've learned and sort of process through all of it and then leave it open. And if I want to post a random episode here and there, let's do it. Why not? And like, I would love to just, you know, pop in when I've ridden Azula and just post an episode. And that might be what I do rather than trying to run social media for it and do all this stuff for it. You know, I'll probably update the Instagram and the Equitheory website. I don't plan on taking that down anytime soon. But yeah, I don't know. I want to simplify my life and start to, you know, get rid of the things that aren't fulfilling me anymore that I'm doing for the quote unquote wrong reasons. And to me, what that has meant lately is things that I can't put my whole heart into because then I'm, you know, just sort of half-assing it and I'm not really present, and I'm trying to be more present, to stop and smell the roses, to enjoy the things in life and be really, really here for them and not so focused on the future and anxiety and panicking and all of those things, and just really living my life for me and the people around me and the things that I love and care about. And, yeah, it's just, it's a really different, adjustment for me, I guess. Different. Because I feel like I've always been somebody that is very go, 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 go. Especially when I hyperfixate on something like I did this podcast in the beginning. Oh my God. Like just recording episodes, dropping them for fun. And like, that's how I want to be with things. Right. And I mean, like I said, privileged, but that is what I want to set myself up to be able to have and to do is I want to keep feeling that way when I take on a new project. I want to be passionate. I want to be involved. I want to be excited about it. I don't want to feel like, especially about something that I love and I care about and that meant so much to me and still does, to like continue doing it with this feeling of obligation and like, I don't know, disingenuous want, you know, like where it's like, I should want. So I guess I'll do it. And then I'm like just stressed and dreading it. It's like tainting the whole thing. And I don't want to associate that feeling with the podcast. I want to associate it with the, like, you know, the first episode is literally the best example ever of me being like, I literally can't wait on this microphone that I have ordered. And we'll be here in like 2 days to record the first episode. I must do it now. That's the type of energy that I want to bring into the things that I do. And so that's what I'm doing. And so that's where we are. And unfortunately, it's looking like that's meaning that this is going to be the last regular episode. I do know that I have two Ask Me Anythings to answer and discuss. So I'll be doing that on the premium feed. And, but I think after that, I'm probably going to say no mas, no more to the premium, feed offering the AMAs, which sucks because like, obviously people signed up and you want that. And I hate to be so wishy-washy, but I think really the best thing I can do is do this podcast as a passion project, how it started, and post when I have something to share, when I've learned something, and do it that way. And that might mean I don't post for quite a while, and that might mean I post more often, but more than anything, I don't want to be coming on here and, you know, like pulling teeth to get to the hour mark and, you know, or just like talking about nonsense. Like nobody asked to hear about some of the things that I've talked about lately, that it's just like, it's obviously important to me and it's things that have been happening in my life, but I don't expect that to be the central focus of your listening experience for the week, you know? And I just don't have like training stories right now. I don't have the horse passion right now. And I love nothing more than saying hi to my filly Billy and giving Zoe scratches and rubbing them up and loving on them. But it's not much more beyond that. That is very fulfilling to me right now. I so enjoy that. And I would love for the training bug to bite me again. I'm waiting on that. And, you know, I'm hoping the next year is going to be me working in community mental health, and it's a lot of hours, it's a lot of work, and it's very time consuming. So I think my life is about to change drastically. And so, like I said, I'm trying to put those safeguards in place where I am taking care of myself and being like, yeah, this is going to be too much for me realistically. And I don't want to have all these shoulds looming over me. Like, well, I should be working with Azula. She should be broke by now. She should know X, Y, and Z. And, you know, I could be making time for it and I'm just not. But like, to me, the therapist in me goes, okay, if you're not prioritizing it, why aren't you? There's a reason you're not. So what's that reason? It's just not something I really want to do right now. It's not something I'm feeling invested and passionate about. And that's okay. That doesn't mean I love her less. And it doesn't mean I'm out of horses or anything like that. I love both of those horses to the ends of the earth. But it's just not my whole life right now. And it's so weird because horses have always been my whole life. And I feel like I finally entered a phase where they're a part of my life and a part of me and not all of me. I think that is it, that I've found an identity beyond Jed Equitheory or Jill and Bo, whatever the case may be. You know, I've found the things that make me happy and fulfill me. And a lot of that is quiet and boring, like yoga and a routine. And I don't know, it's a very different way to be. And I'm figuring out how to find peace, comforting, and find relaxing, pleasant. And I don't know, I feel like now that I've gotten to this point, I was so terrified at a certain point in my life to let go of the anxiety and to stop panicking. And if I just took my foot off the gas, I was like, I'm not going to be me without that level of anxiety and neuroticism. But then I did. And I stopped stressing about everything. And am I more broke financially? Yes. Do I get free things from brands? Well, it's not free, but you know what I mean. Do I have brand deals anymore that are supplying me with tack and equipment for riding? No. And so it's different. And there was a trade-off, but at the end of the day, it was like, I don't think I can put a price on how this is affecting me. And it was extremely stressful there for a while. And now the podcast isn't stressful as much. But I am definitely getting the feeling, and I'm noticing the feeling every week, that I'm like, I don't want to do this. I don't have anything to talk about and I don't want to. And I think that is okay. I think that's fine. I'm not in love with that. That's what's happened. But like I said, maybe at some point, I'll be like really gung-ho about training and being with the horses and focusing more on that. And then that might propel me to want to podcast more. And I'll do that. I'd like to leave the door open to do that and give myself space to if I want to, but also take the pressure off a little bit of the every week thing. And it's so funny because before I came back this most recent time, my partner, Sean, he was like, do you really think once a week is realistic? I was like, that's so easy. Literally so easy. Like, if I can't do once a week, then that's just pathetic. And here I am being like, I don't think I can do it. I just don't. There's so much that I want to do and read and learn and create. And I've been a lot more into drawing and painting lately. And it's just a different life, dude. I don't know. Like I started saying that the internet and the podcast and being a social media figure personality, it really made me feel connected and like I mattered. And I was like, well, I feel obligated to share my story with the horses and, you know, fulfill my listener and viewer requests. And then it was about brand deals and money. And then it was like, okay, it's not what it once was. And I'd like I said, to move more towards finding the pure motivation, if you will, that it's coming intrinsically, that this is just something that is fulfilling for me. Now, what at the beginning, was it like super healthy? Probably no. but like there was a point there where it was just strictly love of the game. Like I just really enjoyed creating, and I don't know, I just got to be creative and talk about the thing that I loved more than anything in this world, which was horses. And I love that has been part of the journey. And that's where we started, where I came from. And I mean, it absolutely changed my life. Absolutely. I mean, things, oh, wow. Like, that was it, 10 years ago? like could not have been more different. I don't even know where I was 10 years ago. It was 10 years ago, 2013. Was I in like sixth grade or seventh grade, I guess. I don't even remember seventh grade. I remember eighth grade though. But eighth grade was when things really started popping off. And I think sticking with it for 10 years is a really long time. Like I'm graduating grad school this December and I started social media when I was in, what I say, seventh or eighth grade. Like that's the longest I think an ADHD person has ever stuck with anything. Kidding, obviously. But like, oh my God, that's the longest I've ever stuck with anything outside of just being about horses, you know? And so I don't know. I think it's something to be really proud of, and especially hitting 100 episodes, like that was crazy. And I don't know what number episode this is, but you know, again, like I said, it's something I want to like do here and there, but the meaning has changed and I want to get to having everything be my intention for doing it is because I want to and I enjoy it and I find it fulfilling for one reason or another, not because I feel like I have to. So I'm taking the same approach that I described with training Azula. And, you know, as long as it's still in service to, you know, I'm not doing her a disservice by skipping out on these things, you know, I think we'll be okay. And you could definitely make the argument that not teaching her how to carry a rider is doing her a disservice, but I don't think it is. I don't think it's a life or death thing. And so I'm taking my time with it and I think we'll all be better for it. And same with the podcast. I mean, there were several of you in the survey questions that said, you know, like, listen, we don't like to listen when you don't enjoy it. So just don't feel pressured to put out an episode when you're not into it. And I really took that to heart. And I think that's just the way to be. But yeah, I don't want to drag this episode out. I hate to make the last one, maybe for a little while, a half hour episode, but I don't know. I feel like I've said what I needed to say, that things have really changed and I'm so grateful for the opportunities and the people that I've met and connected with and the stories I've been able to share, the pieces of me I've been able to share and the pieces of you guys, the listeners and the viewers that have shared with me. I mean, it's really just been the most humbling, valuable learning lesson I've ever been a part of. I mean, like I learned so much that has helped me become, you know, feel prepared to be a therapist and a counselor to people and to help people in need and, or people that just want somebody to talk to, somebody to listen to, you know, all sorts of different people. I feel like a lot of that education started with social media and I don't know. It's been really an incredible journey and I don't know. It's something that I don't really fully know how to put into words, but it has truly meant the world to me. And it's crazy because I so remember back in the day, people always asking me like, do you think you'll do this forever? And when will you be done with social media? When will you be done with YouTube? And I was like, I don't really see an end. And I never really did until just recently that I'm like entering a completely new phase of life. Now that the first, I guess, quarter is over, I'm entering the second quarter of my life, second act, season, whatever you want to call it. And it's new and it's different and there's a lot of changes, but, it feels like I'm headed in the right direction and I'm finally at a place where I'm really listening to myself and my body and like trying to really identify and understand what matters to me, what I want, and my motivations for things. Am I doing it for the right or the wrong reasons? And what are the right and what are the wrong reasons and all that nitty gritty stuff. But yeah, like I said, I'm excited for the direction things are going. And it's just really, I don't know, it's bittersweet that it's meaning that this is coming to a close, at least temporarily, or at least the weekly is coming to a close. So we'll see what happens with, you know, posting here and there. Like I said, I want to when it's, you know, big things like starting working with Azula again, or I don't know. There's lots of different times that it could be, could get reignited, but I'm going to pay attention to the body and I'm going to respect it and I'm going to listen to that. So I hope that you guys keep your little subscription, check the Equitheory website here and there. I imagine I'll post it on the Equitheory Instagram if you want to keep following. But yeah, I think that's about it. So once again, one last time, thank you guys so much for listening and your dedication to the podcast. And I hope that, you know, it's given you something, whether that's a more interesting ride or drive to the barn or trail ride or stall cleaning. Or like the biggest ones that have meant the most to me are people saying, you know, it's kept me company or it's really changed my relationship with my horse. And those are really, really cool. And just thank you guys for being willing to listen and take me along on your journey and try new things. And if there's anything you can take from this episode is, like I said, try and identify like where your motivations are for things and what matters to you. What do you want? What are those deep core goals? And are you moving toward them? Is what you're doing serving that, or a need for productivity or self-worth to be fulfilled by that? I don't know. I don't think my story is necessarily unique in that, that I think a lot of us are running on that hamster wheel as fast and as hard as we can. And, you know, we might move it here and there, but is it really moving, or are we just burning ourselves out? And I don't know. I think it's an important conversation to have with yourself. Like, what really do you want out of life and out of the people in your life? Do they match up with what you want? Do your actions match up with what you want? And how can you start creating that life that you want and it not being dictated by everyone else or the environment? And how do you make that happen? It's difficult, but I think it's worthwhile. And I think it's kind of everything. I don't know. And so, yeah. Okay. Rambling. That is that. Once again, thank you guys endlessly for the time, support, the dedication. It means the world. And, I'll keep you guys updated here and there. But yeah, I think this is going to be the last one for a bit. So, weird. I don't know. How do you end a podcast without saying see you next time? See you on the next one. I guess that is it, because I'm hoping there will be another one here and there where hopefully I'll have more updates. So I guess I will catch you guys in the next one. Take care.